Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Allison Borg of the Capitol in Annapolis. Allison, the still really pretty new county executive there, Laura Newman, has presented her budget, and it's really quite a striking document, it seems to me. One is wondering if it's time to start striking up Happy Days Are Here Again.
I think there are some in the county that definitely would say that. When she presented her operating budget on Wednesday, it's 2014 operating budget, it's $1.3 billion, which is about 7.1% higher than the 2013 operating budget, and includes a lot of things that make people that have made people pretty happy. Obviously, we don't know what's ultimately going to shake out when the county council goes through their budget process, but it includes 3% raises for county employees across the board, funding for 79 new police cars for the police department, upgrades to the radio system that the firefighters use, a lot of things that people had really been clamoring for. So yeah, I mean, when I talked to county officials, they said, hey, this is a indication that the economy, the local economy especially, is finally turning around.
When was the last time county employees had a raise?
Employees that are represented by unions, they've had a little bit of a different story. But the first time there's been countywide raises, I'm told, was 2010.
And a new fleet of police cars. Was it a pretty old fleet of cars?
She talked a lot about that, not just at her budget address, but also she had her first ever State of the County address, and she was giving a lot of anecdotes about how she was riding in some of the county police cruisers. She was riding in one of them, and the rearview mirror just fell right off. I think there were requests for more new police cars, I think something like a couple hundred, but she ended up funding in the budget 79.
She's also getting ready to talk about a tax increase.
Yeah, it's less than the one that property owners saw last year. Last year, the average homeowner in the county paid an additional $90 in property taxes, and this year they're going to pay an additional $26. And the county is limited on how much they can collect from property taxes due to a revenue cap that was implemented by voters about 20 years ago.
What do you think about this document as a political document? Do you see any indication here that maybe she'd like to keep this job for a while?
Absolutely. Newman told me last Thursday that she's forming Friends of Laura Newman, a campaign committee, to explore the possibility of running, even though she hasn't officially decided yet.
What about this stormwater tax issue? That seemed to be a little bit of a hiccup. Is she getting past that?
That kind of remains to be seen. You probably know that the county council just overrode the veto of the stormwater bill. So now the council has introduced a new bill, which is going to make some tweaks to the stormwater bill that they passed last month.
Well, what the council was doing in the override and what she's doing with the budget are both highly political activity. So we'll see how it all plays out here. But the responses that you got when you talked to people about the budget were quite positive, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I really couldn't. You know, sometimes when you see spending, actually a lot of times when you see spending increase in government, people tend to complain about that, say we can't afford it, we don't have the money. But, the councilmen that I talked to, even those that have been really critical of budgets in past years, said, hey, you know, it's a great idea to give county employees the raises. They've been waiting for it, and they certainly deserve it.
Okay, Allison. Very good. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
For Allison Borg, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.